听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Do you ever wonder how things work? Today begins our new monthly series called How Stuff Works. And this month we take a closer look at the common cold. Everyone catches a cold now and then, but very few of us know how that cold catches us. Let's look at two words that will help in our understanding of this article. The first word is virus. A cold virus is going around this class. Half of the students are already sick. And the second word is particle, as in, I washed the particle of dirt out of my eye with water. All right, friends, let's get started by opening our magazines to page 26. Please follow along as we begin reading.
How the Common Cold Works. Why colds make us feel the way we do. This week I have a cold. The average adult gets a cold 2 to 4 times a year, and kids get even more. So the obvious question is, how does the common cold work? It all starts with a virus particle, and there are lots of different virus particles that can cause the symptoms that go with the common cold. We pick up these virus particles from other people.
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom. I'm Esther.
And I'm Chip.
Now today we're talking about the common cold. It's winter outside and maybe you feel like you're very cold. Right now, maybe you're wearing a heavy sweater or a thick jacket, but we're not talking about being cold. We're talking about the common cold.
We're talking about having a cold or being a little sick. And our article's author says that this week he has a cold. And he says that the average adult gets a cold 2 to 4 times a year, and kids get even more. Kids have a cold even more often. 2 to 4 times a year, that's pretty frequent. That's a pretty common sickness, and that's why we call it a common cold.
That's right. Well, I think I get a cold maybe 2 to 3 times a year, and when I get a cold, then my nose gets runny, there's liquid coming out, I often get headaches, and usually I have a sore throat. My neck feels like there's pain. But our author says kids get colds even more, and that's because adults are stronger than kids. Kids are growing, they're not as strong, and also they go to school, they have many classmates, so maybe that's why kids get colds even more than adults.
That's right, and I think kids a lot of times put things in their mouths that really shouldn't be put in their mouths. And I think they get a lot of germs in their body that adults don't get in their body. So the obvious question is, how does the common cold work? Our article says that it all starts with a virus particle.
Virus particle. Now this sounds very, very scary. Maybe you've heard of this word virus, the AIDS virus. Well, a cold is usually a virus. And a virus is something that is very, very, very small. It's something that our eyes can't see. And it's virus particle because the word particle means something that is very small. So it starts with a virus particle.
And we're not talking about a virus that infects your computer, but it is similar. Just as a computer virus does damage to your computer, well, a virus particle does damage to your body.
That's right. A virus particle is very small. It gets into your body, and there are lots and lots of different virus particles that can cause the symptoms that come with a common cold. Now, when we talk about the symptoms of something, we're talking about the clues. So symptoms of a cold are, like we mentioned before, maybe having a headache, having a runny nose, maybe your whole body feels like it aches, feels very tired, or maybe you're coughing and sneezing. These are the symptoms or clues that go with the common cold.
That's right. And so there are many different kinds of symptoms. And the reason for that is because there are many different kinds of viruses or virus particles. And different virus particles cause different symptoms. Maybe you have the virus that causes a runny nose or a cough, and maybe I have a virus that causes a headache and a sore throat. And actually, just last night, I started to feel my throat get a little bit sore, and I think maybe it was the beginning of a virus particle affecting my body.
Well, I surely hope that this virus particle won't multiply, won't grow, and I hope that you won't develop, I hope it won't develop into a common cold. Well, our article is called How the Common Cold Works. If we talk about how something works, then we're talking about how it happens and what goes along with it. For example, if I ask you, how does your air conditioner work? Then I'm asking you, when you turn on your air conditioner, what happens? What makes it go on? And how does the machine work? So this year, we have this article, this feature every month, and these articles all come from How Stuff Works. It's a website.
That's right. And so my question right now is, where did this virus particle come from last night? How did I get this virus particle in my body? Well, the article says that we pick up these virus particles from other people. And that phrasal verb, pick up, doesn't necessarily mean pick up like picking up a pen, like I am intentionally picking something up. But here it's accidental. I'm unintentionally or accidentally picking something up from other people.
That's right. You don't want to get a cold, but maybe you're around someone who has a cold. So they pass the cold on to you, and you pick up the virus particles. You get the virus particles from other people. So our bodies don't produce virus particles by themselves. We get these virus particles from other people.
That's right. And so virus particles are very easy to spread around. If you are in conversations with a lot of different people and shaking hands, and those virus particles get spread very easily from person to person.
That's right. That's why when you have a cold, it's a good idea to wear a mask, wash your hands often, and be careful when you're around other people. Well, now let's go to the chat room, and then we'll go and have a break.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the chat room. We have Brandon in the chat room today. Hi, Brandon.
Hi, Ken. It's great to be back in the chat room. So, Ken, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm having an average day.
An average day? How does someone have an average day?
Well, if someone is having an average day, then he or she is having an okay day. It's not a great day, but it's also not a terrible day. In this case, average is used as an adjective.
I noticed that our lesson mentions the average adult. What is an average adult?
An average adult is an ordinary person. We often call such a person Average Joe if it's a man, or Average Jane if it's a woman.
Average 就是一般的、普通的。An average day 就是普通的一天，不好也不坏。 课文中提到 the average adult 就是一般的成年人普通人，讲的口语一点可以用 average Joe 来形容一般的男性，或者 average Jane 来形容一般的女性。比如说 What does the average Joe think about the new government policy? Now average is also used in math, right?
Right. For example, you may want to find out your test grade average in science class. Let's say that you have taken 3 tests.The scores are 90, 80, and 70. Now all you need to do is add up the 3 numbers and divide by 3. This will give you your test grade average. In this case, the average is 80.
I see. Are there any other usages of average?
Yes, you can also use average as a verb. If I say that I average 10 hours of exercise a week, then that means I may sometimes exercise over or under that amount.But the average, the midpoint amount, is 10 hours.
用在数学 average 就是指平均数、平均值。Average 也可以用来当动词用，就是平均达到什么数目，平均有多少的意思。比如说 ,the writer averages 2 novels a year. 那个作家平均每年写2本小说。
Well, I hope that everyone is having a better than average day today. Time now for a break.But don't go away, because Studio Classroom will be right back.
Hi friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom Worldwide. So, we learned that it's the virus particle that makes us feel sick. That's good to know, except I can't see a virus particle.It's too small. These things are actually so small, we breathe them in and swallow them without even knowing it. Some key words for this section include sneeze, reproduce, and infected. Here are some example sentences. Sneeze, as in Billy said, God bless you to Susie when she sneezed. For reproduce,The students in the lab are learning how to reproduce cells. And infected. Susan soaked her infected foot in hot, soapy water before she bandaged it. All right, now let's continue with the lesson as we read on page 26 and line 9. Follow along as we read.
How the common cold works. When they sneeze or cough or wipe their noses, they release the virus particles that have been reproducing inside their bodies. The beginning of an infection. A virus particle gets into your nose. There is a chance that it gets blown back out or swallowed. But there is also a chance that it enters one of your cells and tells the cell to start making more virus particles. The infected cell dies, bursts, and releases thousands of new virus particles into your body. Those particles start infecting new cells. The whole reproductive cycle, from cell infection to cell bursting, takes about 10 hours.
Welcome back. We're talking about how a common cold works, how a virus particle gets into your body and then makes you have symptoms like a runny nose or a sore throat or a headache. And our article says that when people sneeze or cough or wipe their noses, they release the virus particles that have been reproducing inside their bodies. There's a lot ofterms there, a lot of words there that we need to explain. What is a sneeze, Esther?
Well, a sneeze is when you go ha-choo or make a very loud sound and air comes out in an uncontrolled way. So when you get a cold, one of the symptoms of a cold is that you'll sneeze. And when people sneeze,Usually, they don't know that they'll be sneezing, and they might cover their mouths, or they might use a handkerchief, put it over their mouth, because when they sneeze, the virus particles are releasing and are spreading in the air.
That's right. Sometimes when I sneeze, I don't realize that I'm about to sneeze, and it surprises me. And sometimes I don't have time to cover my mouth and prevent the virus from spreading. And I think that happens a lot when people sneeze in public places. They spray or they spread the virus particles into the air, and other people can get them that way.
That's right. Sometimes people will also sneeze because there's dust, or maybe they're allergic to something. Then they will sneeze. But we have another word in the sentence, and it's that word cough. Now, a cough is different from a sneeze. Wow, Chip, that was a cough.
Yeah.
That's right. So Chip just showed us what a cough is.
That's right. When you cough, that's another way for you to push air out of your mouth and also sometimes push virus particles out of your body into the air.
That's right. So the third way that the virus particles are released into the air is when you wipe your nose. Now, if you wipe your nose, probably using your hand or maybe a paper towel or something to move it across your nose quickly, because your nose is running. There is liquid coming out from your nose. And when this happens, then you are releasing, or you are getting the virus particle that has been reproducing inside your bodies, you're getting it into the air. Now, if something is reproducing inside your body, it means it's making copies. It's growing and multiplying.
That's right. You might see the word produce, which means to make something, there in the word reproducing. So the prefix re, which means again, means that you are producing something again. So these viruses, when they get in your body, they reproduce themselves. They make lots of copies of themselves. And then you end up sneezing or coughing or wiping your nose, and those virus particles get out of your body and into the air.
That's right. So this is the beginning or the start of an infection. Now, if your body is infected, it means that there is something bad in it. And here, we're talking about the bad virus particles that are infecting your body, so you have, or you are beginning to have, an infection.
That's right. A virus particle, as our article says, gets into your nose. And there's a possibility, there's a chance, that it gets blown back out of your body. Maybe you cough and it gets the virus out of your body before it has a chance to reproduce. Or you might swallow the virus, which prevents it from reproducing in your mouth.
That's right. So when you contact a virus particle, you won't always get a cold, because maybe your body will do something to get rid of this virus particle. But this doesn't always happen, because sometimes the virus particle, it will get into one of your cells. Now remember, the virus particle is very, very small. You can't see it with your eyes. And if it does get into one of your cells, then something bad happens.
Right. There is that chance that the virus particle gets into one of the cells in your body. And the cell is one of the smallest parts of your body. And it has kind of a conversation with the cell. It says, the virus says to the cell, "Can you help me? I need to reproduce myself."
That's right. And if your cells are not very strong, then the cells might listen to the virus particle, and the cells will help the virus particles to begin to make more and more copies. But then something happens to the cells, and which is the cells will get infected with this virus particle. Now, remember, we talked about the word infection earlier, and if something is infected, it means that there is this virus particle inside it, and it will cause it to die.
That's right. The word infected is similar to affected, or to affect something, but they're actually different words. They're different, but they are similar. If you infect something, then you have affected it or affected it in a bad way. So the infected cell dies, bursts or explodes, and then releases thousands, maybe millions, of new virus particles into your body. And the virus then spreads to other cells in your body.
Right, so this whole cycle of reproducing, which we call the reproductive cycle, takes only about 10 hours. That's not very long. This reproductive cycle of how this virus multiplies and grows takes about 10 hours, and then your whole body will get infected with these virus particles. We'll find out more later. Let's go to a skit now.
Body alert! Body alert!
Oh no! What is it this time?
It's a virus particle, sir!
How did it get through?
Oh, it was probably picked up when someone sneezed or coughed.
Maybe the body will blow it out.
Yes, or swallow it. Come on, come on, get rid of it.
Too late, sir. It's entered a cell and it's taking over.
Oh, no, it's ordering the cell to make more virus particles.
And that infected cell will burst and die. And when it does, it will release thousands of new virus particles.
And those particles will infect other cells.
How long will that reproductive cycle take, sir?
Oh, the time from cell infection to cell bursting takes about 10 hours.
Then we have no time to lose. Move out.
Let's go.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章首先我们看的是 particle 这个名词。Particle 是指微粒，例如 particles of dust fill the air when I swept the floor. 我扫地的时候，空气中充满了灰尘的微粒。Particle 也指极少量，例如 not a particle of evidence proved his guilt. 没有任何的证据证明他有罪，或者是 there's not a particle of sincerity in his words. 他所说的话没有一丝诚意。接下来我们看的是 reproduce 这个动词。RE 这个字首是指再一次 ，produce 是指生产，所以 reproduce 是指繁殖或者是再生。例如 ，these types of germs can reproduce themselves even in very cold temperatures。这种细菌在很低的温度下还是可以繁殖。下半段的课文还有提到它的形容词 reproductive， 意思是指再生的。例如 ,the reproductive system 是指生殖系统。最后我们看的是 infected 这个形容词。它原本是 infect, 使感染这个动词的过去分词。在这里当形容词意思是指受到感染的。例如 ,the patient had a fever because of his infected wound. 病人因为伤口感染了所以发烧。infected 也指受到污染的。例如 ,the infected water source was temporarily closed. 这个受到污染的水源暂时关闭了。And don't forget to come back tomorrow for more language tips. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
How the common cold works. Why colds make us feel the way we do. This week I have a cold.The average adult gets a cold 2 to 4 times a year, and kids get even more. So the obvious question is, how does the common cold work? It all starts with a virus particle, and there are lots of different virus particles that can cause the symptoms that go with the common cold. We pick up these virus particles from other people. When they sneeze or cough or wipe their noses,They release the virus particles that have been reproducing inside their bodies. The beginning of an infection. A virus particle gets into your nose. There is a chance that it gets blown back out or swallowed. But there is also a chance that it enters one of your cells and tells the cell to start making more virus particles. The infected cell dies,bursts, and releases thousands of new virus particles into your body. Those particles start infecting new cells. The whole reproductive cycle, from cell infection to cell bursting, takes about 10 hours.
Now, for being so small, virus particles sure can do some damage. They can make us sick and tired and uncomfortable and irritable. Yes, colds are powerful, but fortunately, our bodies have a line of defense. We'll learn more about that next time. Friends, please stay healthy and have a good day. We'll see you next time.